Yesterday was the International Day of the African Child. It commemorates June 16, 1976, the day children in Soweto, South Africa, staged a protest demanding improved education and their rights to be taught in their own language. This day was initiated by the Organization of African Unity, or OAU, to advocate for improved education for African children. 16-year-old Alat Arop, a high school student at Vision Academy, says poverty forces parents to violate the rights of girls in Upper Nile State. She says girls drop out of school because they are forced to marry at a tender age.
Poverty is causing a lot of things in our community, especially this forced and early marriage. When there's poverty at home, all your parents may think that if my child can marry, maybe we can get that wealth from her husband. They may force their daughter to get married in the age that even the daughter is still young. This affects us because when a girl is forced to get married, she may not go back to school.
Awan Loingarang, another high school student at Vision Academy, says many children in the state are exposed to child labor. Garang says boys and girls should have equal rights to education.
Children actually are facing a lot of challenges. One of them is child labor. You can see a child carrying something which is not even his or her level. And also sexual exploitation. Parents actually didn't allow ladies to study, but ladies stay at home that they should help mothers by doing family activities, but that is not right for parents to do that. We are all equal, us boys and ladies.
He says parents should be educated about the importance of child rights and should encourage their children to study.
Awareness should be created to our parents so that they should be told not to actually do this to us. Children are suffering, and for this also, children need to be encouraged, because if they are not encouraged, some of them may get dramatized.
Tut Poshluak, Director for Child Protection at Upper Nile State's Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, says child protection is a challenge across South Sudan.
Most of the kids, they are not going to school because they love their loved ones, and that is why now most of them drop out from school. Some of the children now fail to go to school because they are orphans. We have a lot of children who are now in the street because of the economic issues.
Luak says the ministry is liaising with the courts and state police to end forced and early marriages. For VOA News, I am Amer Abramquad, reporting from Malakal, Upper Nile State.